All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Walmart Jeff and Savannah hanging out with you, getting ready for War of the Roses. Walmart Jeff, I don't know why you're looking a little like the cat that ate the mouse. Is that the saying? That's what you look like right now.
Yeah, I'm just reading some of my reviews as being the florist online, and they are raving, Courtney.
Okay, but wait, I think we should take turns because Savannah, you blew my mind. You were so good first try.
Thank you. But you know what? I have to give all of the credit to my teacher, Walmart Jeff. He really has taken me under his wing and taught me the ways of floraling. Floristing.
Floristing, yes. Floristing.
Great. You're a floristing intern. Perfect. Walmart, I'll let you be the florist this time and maybe next time again, Savannah. All right, let's do this. Claire in Newington is standing by having a problem with her husband. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Obviously, you know War of the Roses and what we do and how we get information. But you got to tell me, what's going on with your husband, Ray? Why do you think Ray's cheating?
All right. So I think my husband's cheating on me with one of his coworkers. He's been acting super strange lately. He's been distant, and he's been hiding his phone. My husband told me that he needed to go out of town for work on New Year's Eve, which is, one, terrible on New Year's Eve. And also, he's never gone on a work trip, ever. He went to Chicago, and he told me that I couldn't go with him. But while he was away, I noticed on one of his coworker Emily's Instagram page, she was also in Chicago.
Wait, so you think he's cheating on you with his coworker Emily? He told you he had to go on a work trip, New Year's Eve.
Right.
You couldn't go, and you noticed because you were trolling her Insta or whatever, her Facebook or Insta, and you saw she was also there.
Well, that she had a picture that she posted around the same time. It had two champagne glasses in a hotel room, and I swear to God, in the background, I could see my husband's coat on a chair.
Did you ask him about it?
I did. I asked him about it, and he claims that he didn't even see Emily in Chicago, and that anyone could have bought the same coat at Ocean State Job Lot, blah, blah, blah. And I need to figure this out.
All of that aside, were there comments on any of these posts? Did she comment on his on hers, or anything vice versa?
No, but I feel like if they were, like, hiding from me, they probably wouldn't do that. I don't know.
I'm so worried, Claire, but this is what we're going to do. Obviously, you know, War of the Roses. We're going to call your husband, Ray. We're going to offer him roses. We'll see what he has to say. We'll try to get some information out of him. If you're ready, we're ready.
I'm ready. I need to figure this out.
All right, let's call. This is not going to be good.
Anybody can buy the coat.
So sketchy.
This is Ray.
Hi, good morning, Ray. This is Charles from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
I'm sorry, who?
This is Charles, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's this about?
Awesome. Hey, Ray, this is Charles. I'm calling from Flowers Express, and I just wanted to let you know that you actually won a dozen roses in our online contest. Congratulations.
You know what? I don't want... You can take me off your list.
No, Ray. Listen to this deal. It's 100% free. We don't need any info from you. We don't need checking, credit, anything. These flowers are 100% free, and we're going to send them to someone on your behalf.
You're not looking for any info. You don't need addresses and such.
Nope, I don't need any of that. I just need someone to send the flowers to. Like I said, we're not going to send them to you. We're going to send them to someone on your behalf, and it's sort of like a pay it forward promotion.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So what do you need from me?
Awesome. So here's the deal. I have a card in front of me that we can throw on the old flowers there, Ray. Is there like maybe a message in the card you can think of?
I can send this to anyone, right?
Anyone.
Okay. Why don't we put on there, you're always on my mind as a note?
You're always on my mind?
Yeah, you are always on my mind.
You are always on my mind. Okay, we can get that on there. And who should I address the card to?
We're going to send this to Emily.
Emily.
What? Whoa. Wait. Ray?
Yeah?
It's Claire.
What?
I'm just going to jump in real quick. Ray, this is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. You're on something called War of the Roses. You're on the radio, and that is your wife, Claire. Go ahead, Claire.
Ray, I suspected that you were hanging out with Emily. I don't even want to hear you speak right now, okay? I suspected that you were hanging out with Emily, and that this just clarifies everything. I don't even want to hear
clarify?
You speak at all. What the hell, Ray?
Claire, the only thing this clarifies is that the only thing it clarifies is that you're ridiculous to put me on the radio for something that could be handled literally
ridiculous.
Person.
This is the
person.
Only way that I could get the truth out of you.
The truth that I wanted to send my coworker flowers.
I know for a fact you spent our New Year's Eve with some other woman.
You're ridiculous.
I saw a picture of you, and now you're sending flowers to her. It's pretty freaking clear.
You saw.
I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you say anything about it. I don't want to hear any. I don't want to hear anything.
Okay. Well, I guess the only thing that you can do is claim absolute ridiculous because you're putting ourselves on the air because you saw a picture of me.
I don't think it's ridiculous when I figured out the truth because you wouldn't tell me the truth.
You
what
sent
is the
her
truth?
Flowers.
That I
want
to send my coworker flowers.
Why would you send your coworker flowers?
Why would you do that?
Why not?
I saw her. I saw you guys on her Instagram page. I asked you about it. You denied it. Now it's clear. I'm not talking about this anymore. I found the truth. That's all I wanted to know.
You got the truth, Claire. I am so sorry. Yeah. I'm going to just put you on hold because I want to talk to you. Obviously, he sent his coworker, Emily, those flowers. You saw his jacket in the background of that photo in Chicago. We offer couples counseling, marriage counseling. If you want to take it, I'm going to offer it to you, but I'm going to let you decide and not him, okay? Hold on, Claire.
Okay.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 640. Time for your Hollywood Report. Justin Bieber, the $200 million man. He just sold the rights to his publishing and his artist royalties from his song catalog. The deal is valued at $200 million. This sale is the largest of any artist of Justin's generation.
Wow.
Of the whole generation.
Wild.
$200 million in like 24 hours in the bank. Alec Baldwin will remain the star of Rust. It's still on track to be finished despite being charged in the death of the cinematographer. He's going to be the star when it comes out, when it resumes production anyway. Alec was recently charged with an involuntary manslaughter in the 2021 shooting death. Despite claiming he didn't even pull the trigger, the cinematographer's husband will stay on as executive producer. And finally, my girlfriends are all crying, Panic at the Disco, calling it quits after almost 20 years together. Lead singer Brendan made the announcement on Instagram saying, growing up in Vegas, I could have never imagined where this life would take me. So many places all over the world and all the friends we've made along the way. He says, sometimes a journey must end for a new one to begin. He ended by saying he wants to spend time and focus on his family and his upcoming baby. So that's what he's going to be doing. They will pack it in after their European tour, which kicks off February 20th. You can see his post and more on all of these stories. Kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Well, first stop, we're going to get snow late morning. Heavier this afternoon, coating to 3 inches before it changed to rain. But make sure you check out the latest closings and delays. There's actually lots of early dismissals this morning. Big Y Storm Center at Kiss957.com. All right, it's time for good news. If you've got good news, don't forget, share it with us, 860-247-9570. Good news if you like Billie Eilish, or it can also be good news if you find it hard to fall asleep at night or stay asleep. New research of thousands of songs say that Billie Eilish is the artist most likely to put you to sleep at night. Billie Eilish, I believe it.
I can see it.
Right, Jeff?
Yeah.
pretty mellow, pretty sad, pretty slow. It was followed by BTS. BTS makes me want to dance.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, when you're trying to figure out what they're saying because they only sing Korean pretty much, I think that would put me to sleep.
Well, Billie Eilish, they say new research. If you're having a hard time falling asleep, just listen to Billie Eilish or BTS before you go to bed. There you go. That is my good news. Savannah, what's your good news?
Good news if you're going to be spring cleaning your closet, but then also looking to update your wardrobe with some of the major fashion trends of the spring. I've got a couple of them for you. Lace and laser cuts are going to be big. Sports luxe, so like very fashionable athleisure. Floral prints.
Yes.
Suiting, like oversized blazers, which I'm obsessed with. And all of the shades of purple are going to be massive. So good news.
Ooh. I hate purple. I do like athleisure, though, or athleisure, whatever they call it. Awesome. I do like that. I'll be rocking that. All right, Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
I have no idea what you guys just said. my good news is for a 9-year-old Maryland girl. This story is actually pretty awesome. She was out with her parents on the beach down in Maryland looking for shark teeth when she stumbled across a 15 million-year-old megalodon tooth. Megalodon shark tooth is about the size of a hand. This little girl was super pumped. She brought it to a museum where a paleontologist actually said, yeah, this is a 15 million-year-old megalodon tooth. And just to let you guys know, I have a megalodon tooth that's about 7 million years old.
What?
Wait, where did you find that again? On the Cape, right? You found it on the Cape?
No, actually, one of my wife's friends went diving for megalodon teeth back in like somewhere down in North Carolina. And he was able to snag two and gave one of them to my son.
Okay. Did we verify that that's really that is what it is, a megalodon
tooth? Yeah, absolutely. I'll bring it in tomorrow if you want me to.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah. Bring it in. I love that. All right. If you've got good news, we'd love to hear what it is. Maybe you've got a megalodon tooth, too, because apparently they're everywhere. Call us 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Snow late this morning, heavier this afternoon, coating to 3 inches before it changes to rain. But there are lots of early dismissals for school. You can check those out. Big Y Storm Center, powered by WTNH at kiss957.com. It is time for Walmart Just Blank. If you fill it in this morning, you're going to get 4 tickets to see the pack, the Wolf Pack, on Saturday.
Nice.
But you got to fill in the blank. So give us the blank.
The blank today is I've never seen the movie A Blank. Now, there are a lot of movies. I don't watch movies. But this movie is a big one. And I think Savannah was actually shocked when she found out I didn't watch this movie.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So Savannah might know the answer then. I don't watch movies either. I got to be honest. I don't remember the last movie I went to. I think it was Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
I don't even know when that was. Like 30 years. I like literally don't go to movies. So I'm going to say Walmart, you have not seen the original Top Gun.
Ooh, Courtney, that is like, a good guess.
I wish you would have seen it. Did you see it?
That is incorrect.
It's
not that I haven't seen it, but that's not the correct answer I'm looking for.
Okay. But he still hasn't seen it. All right. Well, let Savannah try. She already knows it somehow.
All right, Savannah, I've never seen the movie Blank.
Okay, so actually Top Gun was going to be my guest, Courtney. So what have we talked about recently? Oh, what about Ghost?
Ah.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Is it Ghost?
That is incorrect.
Oh, I'm feeling so good about it, too.
It's got to be a blockbuster, though. I'm sure it's a block. Is it a blockbuster? At least it's a blockbuster.
Won 11 Oscars.
Wow.
Took home 11 Oscars.
Okay. Wow. All right. So if you fill in the blank this morning, you're going to get 4 tickets to see the Wolf Pack this Saturday, but you have to call to fill in at Walmart Jeff's blank. Here it is one more time.
I've never seen the movie Blank.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning. This is Jen.
Jen, welcome to the show. It's Walmart Jeff's blank. We've got 4 tickets to the Wolf Pack. If you can fill in the blank, here it is.
I've never seen the movie Blank.
Titanic.
Titanic. That is correct.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right out of the gate. I've never seen the movie Titanic. Last night, I was sitting down watching TV, and I don't know, my wife was there, and she was talking about the Oscars, and I was like, yeah, I've never seen the movie Titanic. And my wife was, like, completely shocked, and I'm like, I am a man. Why would I have ever stumbled across Titanic in my lifetime?
Jeff, one of the best movies of all time.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, but it's more geared towards women.
No.
You know what? The three of us.
Jeff, I'm going to agree with you.
Well, you know what? We're going to do a viewing party. The three of us are going to sit down and we're going to watch the Titanic and all cry together.
There you go.
That's what we're going to do.
3 hours, Jeff. Get ready. 3 hours.
Oh, come on.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah, please. All right, well, congratulations. You are going to spend Saturday night. Yeah, you got 4 tickets to the Wolf Pack on Saturday night.
Awesome, thank you.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Savannah and Walmart Jeff hanging out with you, 740. Time for your Hollywood report. A celebrity couple secretly has a baby, Paris Hilton.
What?
And her husband, Carter. Yeah, they had a baby boy. They posted a photo to Instagram last night of the baby holding Paris's finger, and it's just so cute. I mean, it's the perfectly, like Savannah pointed out this morning, she's like, Courtney, don't you think that baby's manicure is perfect?
It
and
is.
It is perfectly manicured. Paris Hilton went through IVF and used a surrogate, but they had a baby boy, and you can see that photo on our blog. Rihanna and Lady Gaga are among the nominees for Best Original Song at the Oscars. It's a first for Rihanna. She was nominated for Lift Me Up from Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Lady Gaga nominated for Hold My Hand from Top Gun, Maverick. Lady Gaga already has an Oscar for Shallow from A Star Is Born, so it's a first for Rihanna. Oscars airing live on ABC March 12th. And Louis Capaldi shocked a couple of his fans who threw a pair of granny panties at him with their phone number written on it.
What?
Icon.
The girls are like besties, and they said, let's go buy the biggest pair of granny panties we can, and they're huge. Let's write our phone number on it and throw it on stage, which they did. And guess what? Lewis called them after the show.
No way.
The girls say they had a great conversation and he's taking both of them out on dates.
Nice.
How funny is that?
Aww.
By the way, if you're going to his sold out Foxwood show in April, get your granny panties, write your phone number on it. Lewis Capaldi could be calling you because he's done it. You can check out all the photos and more on all of these stories. Kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:50. The weather for today, we're going to see snow late morning, heavier this afternoon, according to 3 inches before it changes to rain, high of 40. It is time for good news, and if you've got good news, share it with us, 860-247-9570. We want to hear your good news. We do it every Wednesday at this time. Good news if you like Billie Eilish, even better if you can't fall asleep or have trouble staying asleep. New research shows if you listen to Billie Eilish, she's the number one artist to put you to sleep and relax you. If you're just feeling stressed out, put a little Billie Eilish on. The second one on the list, BTS, which I don't get because I am part of the BTS army and BTS makes me want to dance. But apparently, Billie Eilish and BTS will put you to sleep and relax you if you're having trouble relaxing or falling to sleep.
Yeah, if you need help falling asleep, you can also listen to Courtney and Savannah talk about fashion. I'll put you right to sleep,
it's
guys.
That is true. All right, that's my good news. Savannah, what's your good news?
Well, in the vein of falling asleep for fashion, get your pillows ready because we're talking about the top fashion trends for this spring.
Come on.
Good. Give it to me.
So some of the biggest things we're going to be seeing is lace and laser cuts, sports luxe, so like fashionable athleisure, which I'm obsessed with, floral prints, suiting, and everything in like the purple shades are going to be very popular this spring.
Oh, I love it. I don't really love the purple, but there's some of those fashions I think I could do for sure. All right. That's great news, Walmart. Jeff, what's your good news?
I'm more of a magenta guy, if you ask me. My good news is for a Maryland 9-year-old girl. She was out with her family walking the beaches down in Maryland looking for like shark teeth. Like, I guess she looking for shells and shark teeth when she stumbled upon a megalodon tooth. She brought this tooth to a scientist and they discovered that the megalodon tooth she found is about 15 million years old. How awesome is that?
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, you're walking the beach. Next thing you know, you find a megalodon tooth. And just to let you guys know, my son Cash actually has a real megalodon tooth.
Do me a favor. When you go home today, can you at least take a picture and post it or send it to me? I want to see the pic. I want to see this megalodon tooth.
Absolutely. It's about 7 million years old.
Oh, my God, I'd love to see it. All right, if you've got good news, it could even just be a megalodon tooth of sorts. Call us. I want to hear your good news right now, 860-247-9570.